There's an ancient expression, a paraphrase, that says, happiness is not the destination, but the journey itself. And that's entirely true for me in the most literal sense, because for me, my happy place can be anywhere in the United States, because I am Armadillo, the official, unofficial, Twisted Sister road reporter and concert reviewer. Totally true. Since 2003, I have been on the road. I have reviewed concerts for Twisted Sister in two countries, 12 or 15 states, 17 cities. You can tell, I don't know how many shows. It's that many. And what happens is when you start reviewing this many shows, the band actually started to notice me coming to these shows. Now, it may be that I'm in the same place at the same time, you know, wearing the same clothing every time. It might be that I'm the only heavy metal fan feverishly scribbing notes in a notepad, while they're up there playing. But they started to notice this. And I don't know, I think they were a little afraid. They thought I was like a heavy metal stalker, you know. I don't know exactly, you know, the fanatic does start with fan. But they talked to me after one of these shows, and they said, you know, we really need to know something, and it may be what some of you want to know, which is why? Why us? Why Twisted Sister? Why do I go to such tremendous lengths, thousands of miles, to see this band? And this is what I told them. As a young child, I had some very traumatic things happen to me. And as a result, I was not like the other kids. I was just very different. Well, as you can imagine, I was bullied. I was bullied very severely, both physically and emotionally. And by the time I hit age 14, I was suicidal as a result of the bullying. My salvation, my saving grace, was the music of Twisted Sister. Because Twisted Sister wasn't like all the other 80s heavy metal hair bands. They didn't look like anybody else. They didn't sound like anybody else. They didn't act like anybody else. And when all those other 80s heavy metal bands were singing about sex and drugs and party all night, Twisted Sister was singing about the glory of rock and roll. They were singing about self-expression, being yourself, being proud of who you were, and not taking any crap from anybody who put you down for what you looked like or what you believed in. And that, to me, that spoke to my soul. So I came into school and I was the ultimate headbanger. I had the big hair out to here. Don't go there. That horse left the barn a long time ago. But I did. I had the big heavy metal hair. I had the denim and the leather and the chains and the big black boots. And you got to remember, this was the early 80s. Nobody looked like this. The preppy look was very big. And if you went to my high school, everybody looked like they stepped out of the yacht club. I think a few of them actually did. And in I walk, looking at the heavy metal hair and the whole nine yards. So the bullying got even worse. But the difference was, the music of Twisted Sister gave me the self-confidence to believe in myself when no one else did. And it gave me the strength to stand up to my bullies and say, I'm not going to take it anymore. I am my me. I'm proud of who I am. I'm different. And that's okay. And I felt good about that. My parents, however, not so much. They weren't too thrilled with my musical selections and were definitely not happy with what I looked like. So when Twisted Sister finally toured my town, they put their foot down. They said, absolutely not. You're not going. So I wrote to the band. And the band wrote back. In fairness, it was the drummer, you know. Okay, you know, the drummers don't get a lot of fan mail. They have a little more free time than some of the other band members. But the drummer wrote back. He said, hey, I'm sorry you don't have any friends. I'm sorry you can't come to the show. But I tell you what, I'm going to send you some backstage passes, some VIP tickets. Go out, bribe some people to be your friend for the night, and come to the show. So I did exactly that. I asked everybody I knew. I even asked people I did not know, 7-Eleven clerk, anybody who I thought might drive me to the concert, because I was only 15. And then I remembered my 10th grade homeroom school teacher had a teenage son. I asked him, jackpot, His son is a huge Twisted Sister fan. I talk him into being my chaperone. Except he says to me, all right, I'll take you, but there's one thing. I want another adult there. So, my mother was a huge Elvis fan when she was a teenager. And I remembered her saying that Elvis was very controversial for the time that he was, you know. Her parents didn't approve of Elvis, so I worked that angle and I worked it. And finally, the next thing I know, my mother, my 10th grade teacher, and a van full of teenage boys were off to the Twisted Sister show. And for the kids in the audience, I'll just tell you, I got a chance to say something to my mother that every teenager has dreamed of saying, which was, you're not going with me looking like that, are you? I mean, you got to remember, she was like a Jewish manicured mother. You didn't see too many of those at 80s heavy metal concerts. And she goes with me, a real trooper. Those 90 minutes, there were no bullies. There were no worries in the world. It was 90 minutes of bliss. I look over. There is my mom. She's got her fist in the air. She's throwing the horns. We're rocking out. It was a great time. We go backstage. There's my mom talking to J.J. French, lead guitarist. And she says, Terry, come here. Terry, this is Mr. French. He's in the band. Like I couldn't get more embarrassed. You know, I'm like, Mom, I know who that is. And he says, kid, you got a cool mom. And I said, hey, you know, you're right, I think I do. And that changed how I viewed my mom forever, okay? My mom just got blessed by Twisted Sister. But, you know, I thought, boy, you know, that is a pretty cool thing for a mom to do. And then she says to me, well, you know, this was the first time that I was an outsider. Everybody was looking at me and staring at me and judging me for the way I looked, and I didn't like that. She says, I think I understand now what you feel when you go to school every day. And I think I understand how you feel when you go out there and everybody is staring at you. And she said, you know, that was the happiest I have ever seen you in your entire life, even when you were a little kid. So it changed the relationship I had with my parents from that point forward, because they never again gave me a hard time about my hair or my appearance or the music that I had playing. Changed us forever as a family. And so when Twisted Sister broke up in 87, I was distraught, and I had to wait 16 more years for them to get back together in 2003 for a reunion tour. So I made it my business that I would get to every single show that I could get to so that I could bring some of that joy, that 90 minutes of absolute bliss with Twisted Sister fans all over the world because they weren't able to get to the show that night. So if you ask me where my happy place is, it could be New York City, it could be Sayreville, New Jersey, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, could be Orlando or Tucson, Arizona, Las Vegas, Nevada, even Fort Wayne, Indiana. If you ask me next week, my happy place is going to be Oklahoma City on July 23rd, and it's going to be Wichita, Kansas on July 24th. But it's always one place, and that is front row at Twisted Sister. So this is the Armadillo, your official, unofficial Twisted Sister Road Reporter, trotting off.